one of my questions too was, I guess as a racer, you start to learn. It's interesting because as I do animation, I've dealt with ad agencies and clients and messaging and marketing and promoting and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that being a racer that's different than a lot of the other kids is that you learn early how to deal with sponsorships and corporate relationships. You start to develop that early on because you need a new pair of skis. And so you got to get someone. So is it Atomic? Is it Rossi? Who are you? And you as a kid start to do that. I mean, I'm sure parents helped, but as a kid, you start to learn to do that at what, 16, 17? You know, it's a little different than the other kids.
Right.
And
Well,
what do you, can you speak to that about anything about being young and doing that?
part of my life. Okay, so Dad was the first golf pro here, right on a that little 9-hole municipal, out in a cow pasture, right? And you know, at 10 years old, I started picking range balls every day, right? So I'd screw around
You
all
did.
day, and I go out there, and then kid brother Chris did it, Michael did it, older brother Yvonne, that's what we did. And we, you know, you got paid $1 an hour, whatever, but you made enough, and you'd make enough money to buy a pair of skis the next season. I kind of learned that early. And for me, when I made the national team at 18, you were not able to get paid, except they had a situation where they would allow you to get paid through your sponsors the amount of money you could have earned at that age in your life, right? So at 22, you would have had a degree and go into business or whatever, and they would allow you, that was the cap that they would allow you to make, and they called it broken time payments. But I remember the first time I sat in a room with, I was on Rosin all my whole career, and I was had my best year, and they I was in a room in Mammoth with, you know, four French guys, and they said offering me a contract, and it was just me flying solo, and just kind of had to figure it out. And all those experiences, you get better, you learn. Those were, obviously, in the next 7 years, you got much better. And those were the things that I learned actually, when I went and on later and helped manage my two nephews' pro surfing careers. You know,
Oh,
I did
wow.
that negotiation, but I learned those skills through skiing. You know.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm for me, I feel like that's such a valuable lesson because when we talk about, you know, the teachers and applying to other things, that's something that applies to a lot of stuff. In other words, it doesn't just need to be skiing. It's a whole system that is the way that works and it can be applied to a lot of things. You know, you could apply that even to your restaurant. You could apply that to all kinds of things. And I feel like that's as we grow and learn and are students of life, it's interesting to see where those points are that we took up and started. And as a kid, that appeals to me like that's a pretty crucial point for someone like you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I think you become your product of all those experiences, right? As a kid, how you and now if you were hungry to learn, and I wasn't a great student. I wasn't really interested in it till, more later in life. I was a sport. I just lived and breathed sports. That was my thing. That was my DNA. And later, I matured more. I really got interested and had great mentors that helped me in accountants and finance and that whole thing. And I never went to college. I mean, I made the national team right out of high school and continued on the US team and the Pro Tour. And at 32, I had to roll, right? It was with what I had learned through that career. It was an unorthodox learning environment, but it was a great learning environment. And my wife's the same way, and both of us wanted to take what we learned through our sports careers and do something outside the ski industry, right? Take all those things that we learned, and we chose the restaurant business, and it's was terrific to apply all of those things and have, still 34 years later, a successful business.